Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Oxbury.
I thought you were going to go a different direction there when I heard the ox.
No.
But
no,
I'm glad you
I'm not. Absolutely.
But if you want some blueberry cobbler coffee,
yes,
we got the place for you.
Yes.
I don't know if they have any oxberry coffee, but
the oxberries taste like oxberries.
But they got just about everything else you can imagine over there at Strange Brew.
Yep. So check it out, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. If you've got a coffee lover in your home, there's still time. Get them a coffee gift from strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it's what's for Christmas. We are, every day brings me closer to that prime rib. I'm starting to smell it. It's wafting. I'm already, my mouth is already watering thinking about it. I can't wait to cook that big honk of beef on Christmas Day. And you should be thinking the same. If you haven't made plans for Christmas, do it now. Head and go talk to your local meat market guys, your butcher shops, and put together a fantastic package of beef for the family on Christmas Day. Christmas is a beef holiday. Well, I was trying to work on another. It's not as natural now. So, but you know, beef to the world, the cow has come. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Sorry,
but we got to stop inserting the cow into places where Jesus was. Jesus.
It's the Lord. I mean, I get it.
I like to hold the cow up on a pedestal, but maybe not to that point.
Santa Beef is coming to town? Beefy
sure. Claus? The beef is coming to town.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
You better watch out. You better not cry. It's medium rare. I'm telling you why. There we go. I like that.
Sure.
CollegeCornerStore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. We have been putting out hats on College Corner. And there's a hat. The last hat I tweeted is similar to the one that Robbie Falk is wearing right now with that raised logo there. It's cool. And it's got the interlocking on it. But check out my Twitter feed if you haven't seen it already. And, of course, College Corner Store, a lot of great stuff. Maybe a little late on the shipping, but, hey, just tell them it's coming. You know, they'll get over it. Or you can always shop at either of their two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Shop this weekend to get those maroon and white gifts under the tree for Christmas at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to have a great lunch, Restaurant Tyler is the place to do it. Fantastic selection on the blue plates. And, of course, if you're not a blue plate person, which, why aren't you? But if you aren't, they got burgers and sandwiches and all sorts of other great stuff to put on the lunch plate for you. And the best part about it is, you know, lunch is a meal where you got to be quick sometimes. You only have an hour for lunch or something like that. Then they get you in and out at Restaurant Tyler. The service is great, but they aren't lacking in the speed either. When you want to have a great lunch, head over to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations ready to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only where they are located, but how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, it is important to be able to talk to people about your money. When you have questions, you want answers, you don't want to wait around. That's why you need a bank like Priority One Bank that prioritizes service to their customers above all else. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We had a pretty good game plan for this show. It was going to be, you know, we're going to talk recruiting. We were going to talk basketball. But then a legend decides to retire. I think that's what we got to lead with, Robbie Faulk, as today on Wednesday we found out that the great Jim Ellis, the voice of Mississippi State baseball for the past 46 years, a man who is called, I mean, we all love Jack Crystal, but man, that guy piled up the losses. Jim Ellis called wins, and lots of them, lots of historic wins. And today he made it official. He will no longer be the voice of the Diamond Dogs. Said I talked to some people, said he did not want to do the farewell tour thing. He was content with the way it had ended for him and is ready to move on and enjoy retirement. Gosh, Robbie, that is a man who has been the soundtrack of spring here in the state of Mississippi for nearly five decades. What a career Jim Ellis has had.
Unbelievable. And such humility and professionalism. I don't know if I've ever been around someone, you know, in this profession, broadcaster or journalist or whatever, that has had that kind of humility and professionalism that Jim Ellis has had consistently. Never had an issue, never was, you know, disrespectful, never said anything dumb on air. For a guy that's been calling baseball at Mississippi State for 46 years, I think, at this point.
Mm-hmm. 46.
Just an unbelievable career. A guy that, if you're a Mississippi State fan, if you grew up around Mississippi State sports, especially during the era before SEC Network Plus and all that, where you had to listen to the radio, you can think back and harken back on moments where you were listening to Jim Ellis call a ball game. And it might not be just baseball. It might be a basketball moment or a football moment. You know, I can think of those moments as well. But specifically with baseball, he will always be tied to Mississippi State baseball. And he's called the greatest moments ever. He started right whenever Ron Polk started to really grow Mississippi State baseball. I mean, he came in 1979 and they went to the College World Series. And he has been to the College World Series every trip since that moment. He's called SEC championships. He's called national championships. He's called careers for some of the all-time greats at Mississippi State. You name it, this guy has done it. And he puts together a career that is equally as impressive, I think, to what Jack Crystal did in football. And Jack Crystal, actually, you know, the career that he had is really mind-boggling, because at the end of the day, when he retired, he had called the majority of Mississippi State games in the school's history. I think like half of the games in the school's history or something like that. So, you know, Jack Crystal is iconic in his own right, probably a more iconic name to the college landscape. But what Jim Ellis did was equally impressive. To do what he did, you know, I've called a lot of baseball games myself. It's not easy to do. There's a lot of dead space, a lot of dead air. There's a lot of games. And for him to call, you know, 50-plus games every single year for nearly 50 years, just truly remarkable. And, you know, for me personally, a hero. For me, because, you know, I grew up wanting to go into sports broadcasting, ended up going into journalism, obviously. But, you know, as a young kid, whenever you're really into that field and you're really into sports at the time, you don't get a chance to watch Mississippi State all the time. You know, especially in baseball, we didn't get a whole lot of televised ball games back in the day. I'm listening to every single baseball game through Jim Ellis. That's how I'm watching Mississippi State baseball. Mm-hmm. And the way that he called the game and the way that he kind of told the story of what he was watching, and it went back through the radio waves and you were able to do the same, that really inspired me at a young age and made me want to do what he did. And if you ever listen to how I call a baseball game, I'll never reach the heights of Jim Ellis, but my style is very similar to how Jim Ellis would call baseball games. And, you know, it's because of him and Jack Crystal that I really fell in love with covering sports in some form or fashion. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have that same thought process. Like, Jim Ellis is a very influential person in Mississippi State sports, and he would never admit to that. He would never draw attention to it. Even in the video that they showed Mississippi State baseball account put out. I think Brady put it out, just an excellent video where he just kind of told his story. You very rarely heard him talk about himself. He brought everything back to Mississippi State and how the fans had supported Mississippi State baseball and how they had made it special. There were very little moments in that entire speech where he talked about himself and he talked about his career. And that, to me, speaks volumes of what kind of person and what kind of professional Jim Ellis was in his career. And to be a hero of mine growing up, to have an opportunity to get around him and spend time around him and actually call him a friend was an absolute pleasure. And he lived up to every single expectation I ever had of.
You know, you talked about the lack of visibility of college baseball, you know, especially for me being older than you. I mean, I don't remember seeing Mississippi State in baseball on television, unless, you know, you watch the College World Series.
Didn't happen.
It didn't happen. So, you know, all of my memories of Mississippi State baseball center around Jim Ellis. I can tell you exactly where I was when Burke Masters hit that grand slam. And I can, you know, I can hear Jim Ellis. You know, I heard that call on the radio, as did thousands of other Mississippi State fans. And now, as we've progressed and gotten to the point where all of the games are televised, whenever there's a big moment, I look forward to somebody syncing up Jim's audio with the video so that I can hear the call of Jim Ellis to go with the video that we have. And, you know, you have that with Elijah McNamee's home run in Tallahassee and his home run here in Starkville when in the Super Regional, Nick Vickerson's home run against Florida, you know, his audio from that, you know, some of the stuff from the College World Series, obviously, that's something I've come accustomed to looking forward to, is to hear the Jim Ellis call of the video that I've already seen or the live action. That I've already seen. And you mentioned something else. You know, one of the things, I don't know if a lot of people know about this, the studio I use here at Super Talk, Jim Ellis records a weekly local show here about Golden Triangle sports. And so every so often I'm coming in when he's going out and we'll speak for a minute. And I've gotten to know Jim a little bit. And I mean, what a great guy. You mentioned him, you know, he's totally one of the most humble people you'll ever meet and just a fantastic guy. Mississippi State fans have been spoiled in terms of play-by-play guys. Jack Kristol, in my opinion, the greatest to ever do it. Jim Ellis, when it comes to college baseball, the best to ever do it. Now Neil Price taking over at football and basketball has been fantastic in his time here. I'm interested to see which direction they go with baseball. Do they just go ahead and put Neil into the booth and let him do all three, maybe the way David Kellum does at Ole Miss, or do they want to get a baseball-only announcer? I don't know the answer to that right now. I just know that Jim Ellis's career – nobody works 46 years hardly anymore, right? I mean, I don't think Neil Price is in what, his fifth year here at Mississippi State, sixth year, something like that. I don't think that he's going to be here another 40 years calling sporting games. So, you know, these are true legends and people we won't see their like ever again. So, Jim, I don't think you're a regular listener to Thunder and Lightning, but if you are, Robbie and I, we love you. We appreciate you, and thank you so much for all the great memories through the years. And enjoy your retirement, because nobody deserves a great retirement more than you. And like you said, he's going to be in the stands watching some games. Anybody kicks Jim Ellis out of their left field lounge spot, you're out. You're out. Take him. Take you lose all your duty noble privileges. That man can eat in anybody's spot he wants to.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have any problem with that.
I hope not. All right. So that's we had to get that out of the way. That had to be said and had to be talked about. Now let's go into basketball, Robbie. You were in Jackson last night for Mississippi State's game against Central Michigan. We talked about starting fast and getting out of the blocks quicker and playing two complete halves of basketball. That's what State was able to do last night against Central Michigan. Pretty much controlled the game throughout. Led going into the locker room, came out of the locker room at halftime, went on a run, put the game completely out of reach, and was able to coast to a pretty easy victory. 83-59 is the final score. Three Bulldogs in double figures, led by Claudell Harris, who he might be the most fun player on this team, because when he gets hot, buddy, he is hot. He is not afraid to pull the trigger on these shots. Nwoko, really good game from him. 8 of 12 from the field, 18 points. Cam Matthews doesn't score, but he has 10 rebounds and 7 assists. Pretty impressive. Hubbard, not his best shooting night, but 11 points. The stat that stands out to me the most, Robbie, State shoots almost 50% from the field, 38% from three, 28% from the line. They were only 2 of 7. They only shot 7 free throws in this game, in a game that they won by 24 points. That's a pretty impressive night on the court, that you don't have to get to any points from the line and you're still able to win by that margin.
Yeah, get out and transition a few times. I thought really the defense at the beginning of the second half was really the key in this one. It was another rocky start. I was very concerned with the start of the game, because that was 3 games in a row. And you start to think, gosh, if they barely get past this team, or God forbid they lose, this is kind of a trend for this team. They're just not playing great basketball. But I thought they did a really good job. And Central Michigan's not a bad team. I thought this was not a seriously difficult test, but they weren't a Prairie View or anything like that. They're a solid team, solid program. So it was a good test for them. But to kind of beat that first start, the start of the game, the first like 4 or 5 minutes, they scored 1 point, 7-1. You get out to a 13-point lead. You know, they kind of got back in it late in the half. I didn't think State closed the half well, but Chris Jans made a really good point post-game. They banked in a 3, and it was pure luck. The guy
That, Robbie. I heard it over the broadcast.
He called glass. Well, it was total luck.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they missed that, Jans made a good point. You know, if they missed that shot, I think it might have been a 13-point lead right there.
Yeah.
They missed that. State gets a long rebound, takes it out, and goes and scores or something. You know, who knows? The game, the way the ball bounces is so strange to me. But anyway, they close it to 7 points at the half, and there was kind of a muddy feeling. It just felt like State didn't play that well, and they were letting them hang around. The start of the second half, I thought, was so big for State. They went on a 16-0 run. You had a couple of big threes in there by Claudio Harris. They were getting transition buckets. They were really pressuring well, especially on the perimeter. With their double teams, I thought the defense really led to this team pushing the lead out. Mm-hmm. And once they got that 16-0 run, it was over. Right. They Central Michigan tried to get back in it, but State had really kind of put their foot down. I thought the second half was really impressive from the Bulldogs. And again, I mean, you're not getting your best from Josh Hubbard, at least in the form of making shots. I don't think he's playing poorly. He's just not making shots.
Yeah.
So right now, he's not hitting his shots, and you're holding your head above water and you're winning games.
Yeah.
Michael Nwoku, like Chris said last night, he might have the highest impact on the team when he's in the game, mm-hmm, of anybody. But the problem is he's just not able to play a lot of minutes. They've got to get him conditioned to where he can play 25 plus.
Yeah, 18 points and 7 rebounds in 17 minutes is really impressive. But you're right. When you get into conference play, you're going to need him to stretch out to 25, 26 minutes.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, Jans has said. He can see it. He can see things kind of starting to slip for him when he starts to get a little tired. Mm-hmm. And like Jans also said, this is a guy who's playing like 8 minutes last year at Miami. So he's never played this many minutes in college. And it's a different level than what you do in high school. There's a lot of running and all that stuff. You get this guy to where he's conditioned to being able to play, you know, 25, 20, 28 minutes. And if he's able to have the impact he's having now, then you really got something, because 18 points in 18 minutes is pretty darn good. And I think this is the second time in three or four games that he's had 18 points. So, you know, his best, you know, his most minutes came against Butler. He had 23, scored 11 points in that game. He had 18 minutes against Pittsburgh, 18 points in 18 minutes. 16 minutes against Prairie View, 14 minutes against McNeese. You got to get him to where he's able to sustain for a long period of time, and that really helps you out. Another thing that I pointed out last night after the game, the turnovers for this team is simply unreal at this point, the way they've handled the basketball. 5 turnovers in this game in 40 minutes.
3 by Cam Matthews.
and three from Cam Matthews.
Yeah.
And it was two turnovers in the second half. They had zero turnovers in the first 12 minutes of the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that is extremely hard to do, especially when you have a team full of new faces. Mm-hmm. You're trying to get acquainted to each other. This team just is not turning the ball over. And Josh Hubbard, another night without a turnover.
Without
and three assists.
Robbie, there's not really a true point guard out there either.
There isn't.
You know, Cam and Hubbard and Harris and Kugel bringing it up. None of these guys are point guards. They're not primary ball handlers.
And that's kind of the concern for me is, you know, what does this team do without Kanye Clary if this is a long-term deal? But I'm looking at Josh Hubbard. It's just unbelievable. 39 assists now for him on the season and three turnovers.
Mm.
His numbers last year, Brian, in a 34-game schedule,
yeah,
59 assists to 42 turnovers.
Yeah.
42 turnovers last year.
Three.
To 59 assists. He's going to have 59 assists, you know, a couple of games, three or four games into SEC play.
Yeah.
And he has three turnovers on the year.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy what he's doing.
Not a lot of games, Robbie, where you see the assist-to-turnover ratio is 24-5.
You'll
win almost every game that's your assist-to-turnover ratio.
Impressive.
Yeah, really, really good performance from State. You know, a game that we talked about it, you know, we said, hey, this Memphis game, whatever happens there happens. But against Central Michigan and Bethune-Cookman, you need to handle your business and be impressive in victory. And that's exactly what Mississippi State did. And as a result, they got a little bit of a reward from the net rankings today. They jump up five spots. They're now 19th in the net rankings after that win. So among SEC teams, they would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They are, if I did the math right, they're sixth in the SEC in net right this second. So really in a good spot going into conference play. Like I said, two games left. And your net's going to go up or going to stay around the same or go up with the results of this weekend. If you win this game this weekend, you could see a push to, you know, 10, 11, 12 range for Mississippi State if they're able to go into Memphis and get that win. So
yeah, huge. State's
done a lot to boost its postseason chances with the way they've handled the non-conference portion of the schedule. If they're able to just handle their business in the SEC, they will be not only a tournament team, but you know, around a 4 or 5 seed when everything is said and done. That's a great spot to be in if you're Christians in Mississippi State. So big game Saturday. I need to find a Memphis guy. Right, we haven't had an interview yet for basketball, but we need to do that. I'll try to find a Memphis guy to talk to between now and then. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs, who want to remind you that, you know, when you have a business, you need customers. Now, did you know that? If you're a business owner and you didn't know that, we got a bigger problem. But we're going to assume that you do know it. Well, how do you get those customers into the building? How do you get them to do business with you? You do it when you have a really strong marketing and advertising program and a printing. Your printing company is the backbone of that. And if you don't have the best, then you are missing out. And that's what you're missing out on if you don't do business with Pip Printing and Signs. 30 years of experience helping businesses just like you get the message out there to not only their old customers, but to potential new customers. Call Cam Baker today. Tell him you heard about him on Thunder and Lightning. Tell him you're a Mississippi State fan, and he's going to give 10% of your sale directly to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. And he'll take care of the rest. 601-499-5216 is the number. When you need printing, call Pip Pip today. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. I love Two Brothers Smoked Meats. It's just such a great place. I always have a good time there. And you will too. And I can't guarantee anything in this life, but that's about as close as I can get to a guarantee, right? I'm telling you, if you go to Two Brothers, the food's going to be good, the people are going to treat you nice, and you're going to have a good time. Same over across the street at the Older Brother, Starkville's best new restaurant, the home of the fancy sandwich. You know, when you want to put that thumb in the air while you're eating, you do that at the Older Brother because it's very what the French call a certain I don't know what. That's what we're talking about at the Older Brother. The Older Brother and Two Brothers Smoked Meats, two of Starkville's best restaurants right there in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
No brother?
50.
50.
Just 50.
Just 50. When you need technology for your business, you need to call Advantage Business Systems. If you need a new copier, new printer, new computers, new laptops, whatever it is, give them a call. They can set you up with great name brands at a great price. But most importantly, what they offer you is that service after the sale that you're just not going to see from other people, that level of service. You know how it is when you buy from one of the big brands. You got to call a 1-800 number. You're going to be on hold for 45 minutes. They'll make an appointment with an out-of-state guy. Maybe he can be there in 5 days, maybe 6 days, maybe a week. Who can afford to wait that long? I know that you can't. That's why you want to deal with Advantage Business Systems. They're a Mississippi business just like you. They can take care of your problems a lot of times the same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games at the Hump, at Duty Noble, at Davis Wade Stadium, make sure you go to Marine & Co. If you're in Starkville and you need Mississippi State gear, Marine & Co. is the place to get it. They've got the biggest selection in town, stuff you cannot find anywhere else. They're the official provider for the Bulldog Initiative, so if you want to wear the hoodies and the polos you're seeing the coaches wear, you can only get them at Marine & Co. Use our promo code, available in-store or online, THUNDER15. You'll save 15% on any regular price item. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to a game in Starkville, make sure you make a trip to Maroon & Co.
Creighton, 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 Creighton. Creighton, 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 Creighton.
Sound the horn, Robbie Falk. Caw-caw! Caw-caw! The hawk has landed in Starkville. Luke Kromenhawk, quarterback, Florida State, rated anywhere. He's one of the top-rated quarterbacks in the portal. And I want to go back to something we talked about. We debated on Monday. There is no debating this point. From a ratings perspective, from a prospect perspective, Luke Kromenhawk is a higher-rated and more highly thought-of prospect than Jackson Arnold. You know, I don't want to rehash the whole debate about, you know, why I thought the Arnold thing was a I don't want to rehash that. Mississippi State got one of the top available players in the transfer portal on Tuesday with Luke Kromenhawk's commitment. Now, there's two things that I don't know. I don't know what role – I don't know if Luke Kromenhawk helps Mississippi State win a single game this year. I don't know that Luke Kromenhawk will ever take a meaningful snap for Mississippi State. Because there's a world where Blake Shapen does stay healthy this year, and you go into next year and Kamara Taylor just wins the job as a redshirt freshman. That world exists. But if nothing else, you look like you've got a reasonably good option should Shapen get hurt this year, and you've got a guy who can bridge the gap between Shapen and Taylor if you don't think Taylor is ready going into the 2026 season. This was a good pickup for Mississippi State. I understand the defensive stuff. I understand that they're missing out on guys left and right over there. But from this perspective, this was a good deal for Mississippi State to get this kid in.
Yeah, it was. You had to go out there and you had to get a competent quarterback that if something happens with Blake Shapen, he's able to come in. And that's this is what Jeff Lebby has decided. Is Blake Shapen is going to be his guy. And I'm sure we'll have an open competition in the spring, and Kromenhawk will have a chance to win that battle. But for the most part, everything that we can gather at this point is Blake Shapen is going to be the guy. So whenever you kind of, you know, hitch your wagon to that, you got to still go out there and get a guy that is available if something happens to Blake Shapen, which right now the percentages are pretty high that that's going to happen because he hasn't stayed healthy. So you had to have somebody that is going to be able to handle what you need to be handled. And that's a delicate situation, trying to convince a good quarterback to come here when you have somebody already in place. If Blake Shapen was not coming back to Mississippi State and there was a wide open spot for starting quarterback, I think Jackson Arnold's probably your quarterback at this point. Mm-hmm. Or you could say that, or, you know, Kromenhawk could have been. I don't know. I personally don't know where Mississippi State had the most value in. I feel like Lebby and company had Arnold first, but I don't know that to be a fact because middle of last week, they were not upset about the possibilities of Jackson Arnold moving on because they liked Kromenhawk. They felt like they had a good shot of landing him. So I feel like Arnold was probably number one, but if he wasn't, this is a pretty darn good backup plan. But I think that it would have been a lot easier sell for Jackson Arnold had you had an open competition, or if he would have felt that it was an open competition at least. But the bottom line is you had to add talent to that room and add a scholarship guy, and you did. And now you potentially have two quarterbacks that were five stars in high school that are going to be on your roster next year if on three goes through with making Kamari Taylor a five-star.
Right.
And you have a guy that's been a multi-year starter in the Power Four in Blake Shapen. It's, on paper, the most talent Mississippi State has ever had in a quarterback room, on paper. Mm-hmm. But you don't play games on paper. You don't develop players on paper. You they got to come in here and they got to battle it out. And, you know, that's going to be the telltale sign of what happens over the next year. The spring is going to be kind of important. If Kromenhawk comes in here and is tearing it up in the spring, it's going to be hard to, you know, keep him from knocking the door down and getting in the game. But if Shapen is your guy, you want this guy to be able to get in there and help you out if something does happen. And, you know, they will be in better shape at least going into that situation than they were this year when they had to throw a true freshman into the mix.
And then you talk about a guy who maybe can help you next season, and that's the other transfer State was able to pick up this week, Jesse Rammel from James Madison, 6'5", 295-pounder, played tackle at James Madison, maybe an interior guy here, but I think right now, you know, he might get a shot at tackle just because State doesn't have a lot of depth there. If they are able to add some guys, maybe that he's one of the they can slide him inside, but looks like a versatile guy, a guy who came from a winning football program. Right now, if Kurt Cignetti recruited you, I probably think you can play college football. That's how I'm going to look at things at this point. So on paper, he looks like a guy who can make an impact for Mississippi State next season.
Yeah, recruiting him as a tackle, so he's going to have a chance to come in here and compete for that job. You're starting to add some talent to the room there. Offensive line is starting to come together a little bit. You know, you added some pieces from the JUCO route, so that's going to help. But, you know, I like this kid. He's got some connections. His younger brother is going to be a big prospect in next class as well. So you got kind of an upper hand there. So, you know, I thought this was a good pickup, a good, you know, mid-major type kid that I think is, you know, was kind of rising up the list for a lot of teams. And you bring them in, you recruit this talent, you bring them in, and you let the spring sort them all out. And you find out in the spring who can play and who can't and where they need to play. So that's what we're looking at with him, and we'll see if he can come in and win a job.
Mississippi State bringing in a lot of guys, I think, during the middle of this week. And then you know, we'll see what the weekend brings. The defense is still where we've got our eyes, though, Robbie. Still no real targets there at the cornerback position, no real targets in the interior of the defensive line. The rumor going around that David Turner is going to be retiring or taking off staff at the end of this cycle, I'm not sure which one I don't want to see more. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure if I want to see him continue at Mississippi State less, or if I want to see them remove him after a month of portal recruiting less. If he leaves in January and it's like, oh yeah, we just let him work out his, I'm legit gonna snap. That's gonna be the breaking point. That's gonna be the final straw.
Wouldn't you rather him go than stay?
I would, but I'd rather him go now. So that you can bring somebody in that can recruit.
Well, that's not going to happen. So
then I'm going to snap is what you're telling me. That's what I feel like, you know.
Yeah, you won't snap. You'll get over it.
Mid-January, we're going to have a rant. We haven't had a good Hey Dad rant in quite some time.
Well, I'm losing the will to rant myself. So I'm kind of just kind of over it all.
Familiar places, worn out
I don't know what David Turner or Corey Bell are doing right now, because the cornerback room and the defensive line are two spots that you have to get. I don't think people can hear, like when I'm talking, you can't hear you doing that.
Oh, well.
Because it like cuts off one or the other.
I hate that.
But
we got to fix that somehow.
I just don't. I don't know what's going on there. Those are two positions that you had to fix, and they've done nothing to fix it. You don't have the talent and the depth on the defensive line. They've gotten one guy that you feel somewhat good about at defensive end, and Red Hibbler. He didn't even play last year. I just don't understand. And we haven't even talked about wide receiver. They picked up two wide receivers, but I don't feel great about either one of them. They're whiffing left and right. And apparently they kind of just let DT Sheffield, who I thought was a slam dunk, get for them. They just kind of like, I don't think really wanted him. Or at least not bad enough.
It appears that is correct, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what's happening with the staff, but, you know, it's not time to throw in the towel just yet, but
I'd go ahead and get the towel out of the cabinet, though.
I'm just telling you, we prepared you all for this, especially on the defensive side.
Yeah.
We told you if they retained this staff, if they kept the staff together, it was going to be very, very difficult to convince really good elite talent, guys that can change this roster. It's going to be very difficult for them to convince those guys to come here. Mm-hmm. And the only chance as a 2-10 win team, a 2-10 team, to really make a difference in the transfer portal on the defensive side, the only chance I saw, the only path, was to go out and get an exciting coordinator, someone that has proven themselves, somebody that could sell something. They didn't do that. Jeff Lebby felt like it was better to keep the crew together, keep continuity. And now you're seeing what's happened. They have gotten some good talent in here, and they're all leaving uncommitted. And then they're looking for other spots, and then when they go to other spots, that's where they go.
I've tend to have started to buy into this idea that's floating around on message boards that you come to Mississippi State to get your price. Like, okay, Mississippi State's willing to give me this. And then you take that to the schools you actually want to go to and say, well, Mississippi State said they would give me this. Can you match that? And if they say yes, hey, I'm committed.
Yeah.
And that's kind of
shocked me at all. I mean, you look at Jalen Smith. That was a massive red flag when he left the visit, and he's kind of sitting around not taking other visits.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that says, like, I need somebody else to invite me in on a visit. You know, it was kind of implied that Mississippi State was the favorite for him.
Mm-hmm.
He gets in the portal, immediately sets up a visit with State, and he's on campus.
Yeah.
Well, he leaves his visit, and he doesn't have another visit set up, but he hasn't committed.
Yeah.
So that, to me, is saying I don't have a visit lined up, but I need my agent to find me one.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to come here. He's at Auburn for that.
Yeah. So where he will probably not leave uncommitted.
If he doesn't commit there or to someone else in the next couple of days, then there's people that aren't willing to take him yet.
Yeah.
I don't have any faith they're going to land him at this point. And I don't have any faith that they're going to land a ton of difference makers in the portal that's going to change this thing. I'm just preparing myself and trying to prepare the people that we're, you know, about a week away from this thing shutting down for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And Mississippi State is not going to have a ton of players that's going to help them next year.
Yeah.
And there might be a couple in here that will, but Crumman Hawk's kind of the jewel of your class, and we're talking about him being your backup.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is just there is not a lot of sparkling returns from Jeff Lebby now 1 year in. And another thing is, what happened to the Jeff Lebby that when he first got here was out, you know, talking about NIL? He was talking about, you know, he was out in the public and they were making videos of him, you know, talking about Showtime, we're excited. He's just kind of now just really quiet. And there's a lot of information that they hold down. Like, there's just no excitement around this football program right now. There's no reason to believe it's going to change. So it's, you know, it's just really, it's just a wake up every morning and prepare to get kicked in the groin. That's kind of where you are right now if you're a Mississippi State football fan. And I'm kind of over the whole football thing for this year. We've gone through this for the last 6 months. We knew this was going to be a bad season, and it just won't end. The season's been over for 3 weeks, and it's constantly waking up and getting kicked in the groin.
Yeah.
And it won't end. Just
we need February to get here.
Give me 2 months away from football. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I just want to watch basketball and be done with this.
Tell me how you really feel, Robbie.
The good thing is I thought I lost the will, but it's still there.
Good. That's good to hear. All right, tomorrow's show, we'll really do some preview on this Mississippi State-Memphis game. I'm going to reach out and try to get somebody on with us to talk about the Tigers. Big game there. And if there's any more portal news, good or bad, we'll talk about it on tomorrow's show. Guys, have a great Thursday. Back with you on Friday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.